Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts in South Central Alaska. Today we're taking a little bit of a trip via phone line over to Valdez, where we're going to be talking to Dawson Moore, the coordinator of the Last Frontier Theater Conference going on this summer. This June from the 14th and through the 20th. And this is the 22nd year, I believe, of the Last Frontier Theater Conference. We'll be talking about what's going on, what's happened, and things that are going on in Valdez with Dawson. So Dawson, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here as always.
And if people don't know who Dawson Moore is, they've had their head under a rock for a long time. But Dawson is a very accomplished playwright, director, actor, coordinator, and probably a few more things that other people know about as well. So very, very experienced person in theater. And one, I always want to say that I always like the fact that you are coordinating the festival over there because you know what it's like for a playwright to get up there and have their works read and have so many people talk about their work. You've done it yourself, haven't you?
You bet. No, I've had some of my bad experiences at the conference when I was a participant really color how I coordinate the conference for other people because I try to throw the event that I would like thrown for me.
That's great. It's like you want to throw the party that you'd want to go to.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the conference this year. What do you have coming up?
Well, this year, and it is actually the 23rd one, so, you know, hard to keep track of them because they just keep on going. The conference is going to go the 14th to the 20th, so we're later in June than we usually go, it's going to be another great year. We got the biggest play lab that we've had since something like 2007, so we're jam-packed to the rafters. I had to add extra slots for all the plays that said yes and wanted to come, so that's great.
That sounds great.
We have playwrights coming from as far away as Greece this year, Greece and Australia. Which is always exciting. I love it when we have an international flair to it. It just makes it feel so, you know, I don't know, international. So we got a great bunch of playwrights coming. We got a total cast of 135 at this point for actors in the play lab. And then we have productions, most of them coming from around the state, but we also have one coming from out of state. It's a really interesting production. It's called Build Your Own Adventure, Mystery of the Silver Chalice. And it's put on by Buffalo Laboratory Theater. And when the audience comes in, they're all handed little electronic devices. And at various points throughout the show, they vote on what way they would like the story to go. Sort of like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but on stage and live.
That's interesting. So I just want to get back to those who don't know the Play Lab. That's an example of where playwrights get up and have their works read to the audience, and they get responded to by professionals as well as the audience. But in addition to that, you have these evening performances. And one thing I've always liked about the Last Frontier Theater Conference is that you have so many different things going on, not just playwriting. You've got these evening shows going on, the Play Lab, but you also have workshops. Talk a little bit about some of the workshops you have going on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, we got a lot of great ones coming up this year. One of the things that we've done is I've tried to have more multi-class parts, multi-class sessions. So we have a guy coming up, Ben Corbett, who's a Linkletter-trained voice instructor, and he's going to be doing a multi-day morning workshop every morning on vocal warm-ups and that kind of thing. Michael Hood is going to be back with us again, and he's going to be teaching a sort of multi-day morning warm-up / stage combat workshop again, so it'll be great to have him back with us as well. And then we're gonna hook or by crook, we're gonna put together a panel discussion on the business both of playwriting and of acting, because people always want that. It's one of the things that, especially young people, they really want someone to tell them, how do I make a living doing this? And you know, the truth of it is that no one can tell you how to make a living doing this. There are books and books and books of it doing it. But what you can do is you can get some pieces of advice from people who have managed to do it, and hopefully those help you find your way.
Oh, that's so exciting because, you know, we go to the playwriting conference, we have our plays responded to, and we see actors and directors, but what's the next step? And you're saying you're trying to give these guys a next step, at least some place to go where they can
at
get their plays done.
At least starting spots, right, yep, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have those multiple Laura and Frank, Laura Gardner, Frank Collison will be back doing the monologue workshop again, which is a program that we started 7-8 years ago now. It's come as part of the furniture or whatever. It's a great program. All the playwrights who are in the play lab have the opportunity to submit 60 to 90 second monologues. Those monologues are then put up on our website, and we have actors choose them and memorize them before they come to the conference, and then they get a chance to work with Laura and Frank at the conference on putting up these new pieces that are uniquely theirs. because they're not, you know, if you're an actor, there are these books filled with monologues, and you should never use them because everybody and their uncle is using them. And so the last thing you want to do at an audition is you don't want to be up there doing the same monologue that some guy just did 5 minutes ago.
I think we've all been there. We've all done that.
Right, yeah. And moreover, we all sat on panels where we were like, No, it's the third person doing I Never Sang for My Father.
But now these monologues are unique. They're the first time they've ever been done. And so actors can take these monologues and go off to audition with them, can't they?
And they have, yeah. And they get to work with, big deal L.A. Acting teachers on it. And so it's a great program. They'll be back doing that again, which is super. We got a great turnout on it this year, both for that and the 10-Minute Play Slam, which is an evening of 10-minute plays that we do. We set records for the number of submissions from our lab participants, so that's great.
And you also have this thing called The Fringe going on, don't you? Or is that mm-hmm. still going on this year? So that if people don't get enough during the day, they can do. They can go to The Fringe and see more plays being read.
You bet. Yeah, no, then that's where you do your, Fringe is exactly what it applies. It's that late night, often very raunchy, done in a bar, so everyone's got a beer kind of theater. It's under a slight change in coordination this year. Boston Christopher was running it for 3 years with Jana Shaw. He's stepped down. He'll still be at the conference this year doing his one-man show for Perseverance, an Iliad. Now we've got Rob LaCrone stepping into it, longtime conference participant, longtime Anchorage actor.
Oh, good. Rob will do a great job with that, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I notice you also have, in addition to playwriting and directing and acting and so forth, you've got Dan Carlgren and Colin Metzger and Kerry Onagawa coming this year. All three of the most exciting designers I've ever seen in Anchorage coming over. Are you adding a design element to the conference this year?
Well, we're at a sort of starting place. We also have Gregory Pulver coming.
Exactly.
And Gregory, I should talk about, is an exceptional
costume designer.
In that he speaks the language of playwriting really clearly, and we use him as a respondent in the play lab. They're going to present a workshop together for playwrights on how to write the most evocative, best stage instructions they can to help their plays get the design that they see in their minds. So they're going to be doing that. It's also part of a further effort. I feel like the conference is such an amazing experience for so many people that I want to have the best possible relationship with my brothers in the UA system, my brothers, I suppose, and sisters in the UA system, to get them involved and get and for them to get their students involved on a regular, ongoing basis.
Sounds great.
When I was a student at UAA, I learned tons from my professors there and all of those things. But the theater conference taking place yearly and participating in that was another huge part of my education in my 20s, and I want to make sure that all the students, at a very minimum, are well aware of what it is and try to make it a part of their plans for each summer.
Sounds great. My guest is Dawson Moore, who is the conference coordinator of the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, going on this summer from June 14th through the 20th, an annual event where people... It's sort of the annual migration from people all over the country, even the world, as you're mentioning. You have people coming from around the world this year. One more element of the conference I really, really like is this Jerry Harper Service Award. Talk a little bit about that.
We started the Jerry Harper Service Award after Jerry passed away. Jerry was a major icon of the Alaskan theater all through my time there. Working together with Sandy at Cyrano's, we wanted to create an award that honors people for their service to the conference, for the amount of time they put in, the amount they've given of themselves to help the conference and the other participants at the conference. This year we're giving it to David Edgecombe and Elizabeth Ware, and it would be hard to think of anyone who gave more than they do. They've been a part of the conference since the very beginning, I think maybe just the second year, but presenting evening shows and teaching classes and responding in the play lab, and such a huge part of it, and we're major collaborators with Jerry on numerous projects as well. So it's one of the ways that we sort of switched around our evening gala, and that's really the focus of the evening now, is honoring people for the time they put in and given of themselves to others.
And there too, like you say, they've been there forever as well. I remember meeting them the first time I came up. They've been here for forever, haven't they?
It does seem that way. They actually, I think, I want to say that they probably moved up to Alaska in 89, 90, somewhere in that range. So maybe they were first year. I don't know. They've been a long, 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 long time. One hates to pick favorites, but David was certainly my favorite professor at UAA. I bonded closely with him, and a lot of the best things I did at that college were under his tutoring.
Right. And David, of course, David and Elizabeth are both retiring from UAA this year and going off to other adventures down in the lower 48. So you mentioned a moment ago about some of the shows that you're presenting in the evening. You talked about a couple of them briefly. Give us a little insight as to what else you're presenting in the evenings there.
Oh, sure. Well, we start everything off on Sunday night on the 14th, and that's when we do an event that I eliminated one year and then got into lots of trouble with people because everyone loved it. And they were like, why'd you get rid of that one? I'm like, I don't know. So we brought it back, and it's the evening with our featured artists. And that's an evening where the people who are responding to work in the Play Lab get up and present from their own work in an evening performance setting. It gives the audience and the participants in the lab a chance to see the people who are going to be spending the week telling them what they think, and it gives them a chance to sort of go, and so that's who you are, and that's what you're bringing to the table.
And you got some good, people coming.
I've always enjoyed it. It's directed by Irma DeRico, mm-hmm. And I just think of her as a beautiful spiritual creature and a great artist. She's really turned the evening into something that every year is a highlight. Then on Monday, we're going to bring down Perseverance Theater. They're going to be Boston Christopher and then Iliad, which one of the great things about the conference is periodically I can't see everything being produced around the world, and around the world of Alaska even. So it's nice that I get to go, oh, well, we'll bring it here and I'll see it then.
That's great.
On Tuesday night, we're going to have TBA Theater presenting a script called Cockeyed. It's written by a writer named William Missouri Downs. William Missouri Downs is quietly a really big deal, particularly in the world of playwriting textbooks. He's got a couple of the absolute best ones, but he's also a great writer in his own right. And he wrote this play. He presented it in the Play Lab a few years ago, and after that, it was published by Sam French. And one of the things I love to do in the evening performances is I like to bring plays that were a part of our process and then put them on in fully staged version. So I'm excited to see it. It's a very, very funny romantic comedy. Told you about the Buffalo Rat Laboratory Theater on mm-hmm. Thursday, and then the final show will be Thursday night, and that's when Cyrano's Theater is going to present Shakespeare's Macbeth. It seemed like a very appropriate show to do, given that it's directed by David Edgecombe and features Elizabeth Ware.
So right.
It has our honorees in it, and that'll be our cap-off show. We used to do shows on Friday, but then we came to the realization a year or two ago that we're like, wait a minute, we go on a cruise on Friday night. That's kind of its own show. Right, let's relax a little bit and have a net. Not, because you always would be, you'd go to the Friday show and then you would get over and then everybody would run down the hill to make it to the boat on time and you wouldn't get back from the boat cruise until, you know, midnight or whatever.
That's right. I remember those days.
So we're going with an easier schedule for that.
Well, sounds terrific. Now, we began by saying you've been with the conference since 1995, I believe, and you've seen it change.
Right.
And you've been the coordinator now for, gosh, a number of years as well.
Right.
How have you seen the conference develop just in the last several years since you've been a conference coordinator, or has it? Have you tried to kind of maintain it and what you established it from the very beginning?
Well, it's interesting. Like I said, I try to make it the conference that I would have wanted to attend. I try to vary up what sort of things we have going on at it every year. Now, you have some programs that you keep going and run over and over again because they are good programs and they do that. But also, I would say that probably, you know, 2/3 of our participants every year, if not slightly more than that, are repeat attendees. So you want to make sure that you're varying up your staff of featured artists. You want to make sure you're not offering the same classes every year because they'll stop going. I remember sometime back in the early, like 2001, I went and I took a playwriting class with Edward Albee, and I remember 2 minutes in being so sorry that I'd gone into the room because I'd already taken this class twice before,
mm-hmm.
and it was essentially the exact same class. It wasn't that the class wasn't brilliant, it's just that I'd done that and been there and would have been better off taking a nap because I'd already had this class. So we really try to vary it and try to change our schedule up and provide new things every year.
Well, Dawson, it sounds like you've got
some amazing, great new people coming. Nan Barnett is coming, and she's a part of the National New Play Network, which is a great opportunity for folks to meet her. I've heard great things about her and enjoyed my conversations with her. And they are one of the leading sources of how people get new plays done in the country now. So I'm looking forward to really learning about her. She has a discussion where she'll really share how the program works and how to get involved.
Well, Dawson, I hate to break in, but we're just about out of time. I want to wish you well this summer. And for those of you who want more information about the Last Frontier Theater Conference, go to alaskapublic.org. Go to the Stage Hall calendar, and you can see more information about this conference and about Dawson. So, Dawson, good luck to you, and looking forward to seeing the conference this year.
Thanks. Always a good time talking to you.
Great. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.